Welcome back to Noise Avocation Podcast. I'm Ryan here with Jeremy.
What's up, people?
Happy fucking Monday if you're going back to work or you have the day off or whatever the hell you're doing. But if you're choosing to spend it with us, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We had like plans that fell through sort of for an interview that we were going to do that'll be released down the road. And so we just kind of threw this together because we've had this idea in the back of our minds for a while now. And before some internet nerd tears the whole thing apart, obviously, like, there is some, we might not have power on this island or whatever it may be.
Yeah, you know? It's like...
it's a fucking hypothetical, so get over it.
So we land on an island, we got to pick 10 records that we want on that island forever.
Technically, you'd have to pick them before you got to the island.
Yeah, so we, you know, there's different variables. It's pretty loose. You know, we all looked at it from different kind of ways. Like, I was like, well, what if there's fucking villagers there, man, and you want to show them something cool?
Well, I've seen this done with house fire before, but I ain't putting that out into the world.
No, no, sir. No, sir. That's bad karma.
We went with desert island instead. Although, I really would not do well on a desert island at all.
I'm going to say I wouldn't either, just because, I can't swim. So
I can swim fine. I'd
drown, I think, before I'd even get to the island.
Well, you'd probably get there by boat or plane or whatever.
Fucking doggy paddle.
I would say we're on, like, the reenacting Lost, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For some reason, we had 10 records on a plane.
I was thinking, like, Gilligan's Island, too, because, like, they somehow had all kinds of cool shit on their island.
Yeah, that would work too.
So, anyway.
But anyway, so if we had to take 10 records, these are the ones that we would pick. But I don't know. When I was making this, it was actually like before we actually started making a list, I was in my head. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. This will be easy.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking and I was like, well.
It's hard, dude.
It's really fucking hard, actually. It's
really hard.
Because. Do I want to take the most valuable things? Do I want to take a good mix of things? Do I want to take all of one genre?
Like, well, the value is going to be nothing because money's not going to be worth anything on an island.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So that eliminates that.
And I couldn't just listen to one genre forever.
That
like, if I have to spend the rest of my days on this island...
Oh, it's got
to
be a variety.
Yeah, I got to mix it up. So I brought a good garden variety here of different stuff.
I have like 5 extra things that but only because I was like, well, if we get stuck on the island and we're bored, we might need like Marty Robbins just to throw him around.
Like as a frisbee.
And if we lose that one, we can use the second one.
Yeah, and this isn't a volleyball, but we do have a Wilson as well.
Yeah, just in case of an emergency. But yeah, so
that Marty Robbins record actually sells for like $20 now in the store.
Yeah, and I literally got this years ago at like
for like 50 cents
exactly.
Or free.
Yeah, probably was free actually.
We used to give them away. Like we had bins of them, and
it's
now
it's
like we're looking at a collection, and it'll be all junk. But we're like, shit, there might be Ink Spots and Marty Robbins in there because for some reason it sells.
Yeah, the Ink Spots have been fucking selling too, which is very strange.
It's all
is it like a TikTok thing?
I think it's because of Fallout, the video
game. Oh, right. Yeah, and then they had that show, so that probably helped.
I think Glenn Miller's a TikTok thing, though, because for some reason Glenn Miller sells a lot also.
Glenn Miller, that's so fucking weird, man.
Yeah, but...
So we're on
before
this
we get
fucking
into,
island.
Yeah, but before we get into that, I just want to say for anybody listening who's just streaming this, if you don't know by now, we are doing video. So go check out our YouTube. Now that we're actually making videos, I'm going to be more... Oops.
More oops.
Spilled water. I'm going to be more active on uploading everything to there. So go subscribe to it. I hate saying that, so...
Everybody
do it so
does.
I don't have to say it.
Subscribe, like, follow. Help us out, man. All you gotta do is fucking watch.
But anyway, Jeremy, I'll let you start. Go ahead.
Okay.
I see you have one record over there that I would just That'd be the end of my days on the desert island.
This one?
We'll get to it.
Oh.
We'll see when you pull it up. I can't see what you're doing right now. Oh, okay.
Well, the first one is a soundtrack. And if I'm lost on an island, dude, I'm taking the fucking Goonies soundtrack with me. And this is the two-disc one that has, like, the score.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't need to listen to fucking Cyndi Lauper.
What's the actual, like, what's on the soundtrack Cyndi Lauper-wise?
Like, on that soundtrack, which I don't have, that's, like, the, you know, music inspired by.
Yeah.
But, like, on this one, it has, like, the Fratelli Chase, the Map, and Willie. You know when they're playing the fucking organ and with the map?
So it's the actual film music.
Yeah.
Not just the, like...
Not just the music.
Best hits. Yeah, it's like
the score and shit. The octopus that wasn't in the fucking movies on here. But there's, let me see. 10, 8, 18. There's like 26 tracks on here, man, you know, and they're fucking cool. And by the way, the Fratelli Chase music was sampled by Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
To do the Goonies song on that Martyr album.
Oh, okay.
Which you can listen to for free on YouTube. Like, he just gives it away. It's a sick-ass song. But, yeah, if you get a chance, fucking snatch this up.
Damn, most of this bottle is on the floor right now.
Oh, that sucks, dude. But, yeah, I was like, man, I listen to that shit all the time. And then I don't need to watch the movie, you know? It's just in my head playing.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of score soundtracks. Yeah. I have, like, a handful of soundtracks, like Menace to Society.
You had a dope-ass one yesterday.
Yeah, Foxy Brown. Like, Superfly, stuff like that. I don't have, like, many scores that I can think of.
I just,
I would like the Da Vinci Code one would be nice.
I don't have the Da Vinci Code. I kind of got a lot of sci-fi shit. It's mostly I started it out more like, okay, if I like the movie, and it kind of went on that way. What's yours?
So this is a total joke. Christopher Cross.
Oh yeah, dude, for sure.
Could you imagine being stuck on an island having this? Like,
I think the FBI uses that to coax people out of fucking buildings, dude.
Oh man. We used to have like hundreds of these and now we can't keep them in. But anyways, not that. I would pick Stevie Wonder Hotter Than July. One, because you're on an island, it's going to be hot as fuck. But this is just one of my favorite Stevie records in general. Like, it's a ton of fun, and it's a good summertime record, and I feel like we're not going to be on a fucking island in Antarctica or something.
Right.
So in my mind, I was thinking tropical shit.
I almost, which I didn't, I was going to bring a Hawaiian... Like, I have, like, three Hawaiian soundtrack style, like, hula music that would be dope to play on there. But then I think we'd just be, like, shooting at the fucking turntable eventually.
Yeah.
I kind of did it on things, like we were saying, that we don't listen to all of the time. Or we want to, like, know the album better, blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of went that way.
Well, I was thinking, like, timeless things. Like, I really wanted to put Billie Holiday, Lady in Satin on there.
I didn't. I was going to do that, too, and
like,
I didn't.
Like, I had it pulled out multiple times.
I thought you were going to bring the best, because you have the better quality album, yeah. So I was like, I'm going to leave my fucking one.
Yeah, it's no, funny. I thought I had it, and then I'm like, no, I have to take this one, and then I'm like, there was a lot of, I took it out, put it back. That's why.
Yeah.
Another reason I couldn't do this. It's like, just, I'd be fucked on the island. But I hate sleeping outside, so I'm not a camping person. So if I had to sleep on an island, I need an air conditioner and a fan and shit.
You're not going naked and alone?
No.
No.
Anyway, what do you got?
So my next one would be this live Lords of New Church album, simply because it's like three discs.
And so you get a lot of music out of it.
Yeah, you get like almost all their shit except for the last one. Methods to My Madness. Those songs aren't on here, but the first one. So this is pretty cool.
That is not something I would have expected you to put on there.
Well, it's like I wanted to put
it. Just because you're going to have it forever, theoretically.
And I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome mix. I love Lords of New Church. I just was like, I was thinking everything timeless, kind of.
Yeah.
All right, The Outfield, Play Deep. This is like one of my favorite '80s records. I had this or The Police, and I was like back and forth constantly. I almost just put both of them, but there's a lot of times when I don't know, I just want to hear this record, and it's actually like a pretty sad album, but they do it in such a like joyful, happy way that it just seems fun to me. So that would be something that I would need to have with me if I'm limited to all these 10. I know most people know the single from that record.
Oh, there's so many obviously, more better
but
fucking songs.
The rest of the record is like so much better. Not that the single's bad or anything. It's just you've heard it a million and one times. It's a great song, but there's better shit on there.
We'll mix it up a little bit. This kind of reminds me of summer as well. Naughty by Nature's Poverty's Paradise. I could listen to this over and over and over, and I'm good with it.
Yeah, doesn't that have Hip Hop Hooray on it?
Feel Me Flow.
Or Feel Me Flow, yep. That's right. And I was trying to think of which one was the single.
Yeah. But even like the first track, Poverty's Paradise, and then after that, Clap Your Hands, like it's all fucking so good. And I don't think that album gets a lot of fucking praise as a lot of its contemporaries, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they got to mix up a little hip-hop, and that always puts me in a good mood, kind of like, you know, maybe somebody would, like, you know, I could have took, like, Sublime, that would kind of give you that vibe, but again, it's played all the time.
I actually kind of can't stand Sublime.
There you go.
I don't know. Like, everybody loves them, and it's catchy, and
it's nostalgic
for
me.
Got a certain feel to it, but
that's what it is. Nostalgia. That's
man,
it.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if he didn't die, like a lot of musicians, if he would still be held in such high regard.
I think he'd still probably would be like up there, but I don't know, man.
It's hard to say.
It's like white boy reggae, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With like a tinge of skater punk to it.
Their fast shit is awesome, though. But anyway, what do you got? What do you got?
The next, I got Aretha's Gold.
I was grabbing an Aretha album, too, myself.
I was going to put Aretha Now, but I was like, well, there's a couple songs out of there missing that is on the Gold comp that yep. I would rather have. Like, this has Respect, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Chain of Fools, Think, The House That Jack Built, like, it's a greatest
hits
comp.
Yeah, that's like
I mean,
her fucking golden
shit. And there's some stuff missing that I would like to have on there, but for the most part, like, I had this or Erykah Badu, and I kept kind of like, I was
going
like,
back and forth.
I had either that or Mama's Gun, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I could pretty much like sing Mama's Gun in my head while I could do this, you know, same thing, but I guess I'd rather have Aretha.
I did that too, where if like,
plus, I had Stevie, too, so I
needed... You could play all those songs in your head. It's kind of like, why take it?
That's why I didn't bring Illmatic, spoiler
right,
alert.
Right, right.
Or Heartbreakers. Although, my next one, I can sing the whole thing in my head, too, but it's still, like, it's one of my most played records of all time.
Right.
So.
My next one's another comp, which I kind of know all the songs on this, too, but the New York City Hardcore comp that has, like, everything, Bold, Nausea, Warzone, Gorilla Biscuits, Breakdown, Youth of the Day, Sick of It All, Youth Defense, Side by Side, Super Touch. I mean, it's a classic album. As One, just because I didn't bring any Warzone because that's kind of too obvious. So yeah. I just brought a little bit of Warzone because I can't fucking go without it. And As One always puts me in a good fucking mood, man. Always.
I almost brought it because I thought you were going to bring it.
Oh, right on.
Just as a prop to have it. But I was like, nah, there's no way he's going to bring that. He can pretty much, like...
It's a repop
we've
on
We've talked
Red.
About it a million times.
So it's not original. But no, this is great if you don't have it. Fucking, that's like a must-have for any New York hardcore fan. And it's reasonable to get still.
Yeah, plus it gives you a good garden variety of shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My next, Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory.
I need that fucking album in my collection. I only have it on CD.
This is the Vinyl Me Please one. It's probably hard to see, but it's like got a...
The matte finish with the gloss.
Yeah, and then there's like a couple prints and stuff inside of it, and I can't get the whole thing on camera, but...
Yeah, that's dope.
You get the point. And the records are green and red, but, I mean, this is right up there with Illmatic for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess since it's a little more mellow, jazzy, like... I brought that over Illmatic, and because I feel like I've talked about Illmatic 800 million times.
It's a Low End Theory is a good fucking kickback, relax, chill record for sure, dude. I jam that on
every time
island.
That I like pull my end of the year list where it's like, what have you listened to the most? Low End Theory is always like two or three every single year.
Oh, right on.
I don't know. It's just always in my regular rotation of stuff.
My next one. Is Converge, All We Love, We Leave Behind. And, well, we're fucking on an airplane. We're crashing, so All We Love, We Leave Behind, I figured was a proper title.
Oh, yeah, that is a suiting song.
And, to be honest, this is probably the Converge album that I know the least. So that's why I brought it. Aside from that thing that they call a Converge album that came out, you know, not too long ago.
The Blood Moon one?
Yeah. But no, and this album's fucking
that was,
sick.
That was their black album.
Yeah, that was their black album, but I don't know if you can see all that shit, but no, there's fucking awesome songs on here. I swear, anyway. They haven't done anything bad except maybe that Blood Moon, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody out there liked it. Like, if you were a big Chelsea Wolf fan or something, maybe it was awesome to you.
I can't almost consider it a Converge album, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to, because it's... I don't know, it just doesn't sound like Converge. Yeah. It's like that Morbid Angel record that doesn't sound like Morbid Angel, the industrial one.
But I just love... Converge is one of those bands I can really pay attention to and listen to. Or I can just have it in the background. I don't know. That's kind of why I put it on there. What do you got next, sir?
Next, I got GBH's City Baby's Revenge.
Fucking good one.
I was going to bring City Baby Attacked by Rats, but I like this album a little bit more. I needed something punk, although I did bring a big selection of punk stuff like my last, but it was kind of a cheater thing, but we'll get to that later. If you're, for some reason, not familiar with GBH, you need to fucking change that. Go check that shit out for sure.
Well, since that was some punk, this is my punk that I brought, Buzzcocks. This is the fucking singles album, so everything's a banger. Orgasmatic, What Do I Get?
I don't have that record.
I Don't Mind. Everybody's Happy. Yeah, it's so good, dude.
And I love the album. I never see
it. It's one you didn't get around to. This is just an old repop. But, this would be my punk one to bring.
I could have brought all 70s, 80s punk.
Oh, like, well,
easily.
Like, my old lady, like, right after and on my way here was like, you guys should do it where you land on different islands, which is a good idea, but...
Like we're on Punk Island?
Yeah, or I don't know. Yeah, Punk Island, Hip Hop Island, Jazz Island. But then it's like, man, that's like an entire series.
Man, I don't want to go to no, like, Hip Hop Island if I'm on, like, a Diddy Island or something.
Oh,
I'm good on
that
trip.
I know.
Mm-mm. next, I needed something metal, but Opeth's Still Life. This is my favorite Opeth record. A lot of people say Blackwater Park's the perfect one, and it's great. And I won't disagree with you, but this one I just like more. But I wanted some prog rock, too, and some type of death metal. I almost bought Bolt Thrower, but I don't know. I decided against it. I was like, well, if I'm on an island, then if I start listening to, like, a bunch of war music, I might get some fucked up ideas in my head.
No, see, that's... That's a thing. Spoiler for me, I don't have any fucking metal on here because of that reason where I was like, I might start getting fucking weird out in that bush, dude. You know what I mean?
Like if you brought Bathory with you or something?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd be fucking, yeah, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, you're after, walking like, around.
You'd be going
like,
crazy and shit.
Walking around in a loincloth fucking. Dude. Found a sword that you undug on the island.
Fucking right. Remember The Beach? That old movie where DiCaprio fucking gets kicked out of his community and goes crazy fucking in the woods?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd imagine it'd be like that.
Another I don't know, you'd have to have a strong mind to be fucking trapped out there.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. And I'm not, like you said, I got a camp and everything, but I spend more time in this fucking record room than I do in the woods, you know what I'm saying? But I'd also bring the Beastie Boys Paul's Boutique, because it is also a very fun and probably my favorite Beastie Boys record.
That just turned, like, 35
yeah,
recently,
I think just,
didn't it?
Just last week. It's like a big-ass triple gatefold thing, but... Which sucks to find a sleeve for. But great fucking album, dude.
Does it have three records? Is that the one that has like the bonus shit?
No, it only came with one album. And it came out way before that. I think this is from like 2011. One disc, but like a big old trifold. And that's, you know, I just love all the fucking samples in that album and what they did with it, you know?
It's definitely my favorite Beastie Boys. It's the most funky and fun.
Definitely. I did have Check Your Head in my hand for a second, but I honestly go to that one almost more than Paul's Boutique nowadays, so I just grab Paul's.
Just to get some more hip-hop in there, I brought Wu-Tang Forever.
I almost grabbed that, too, but I figured
one,
you might.
It's long as fuck. Yep. Like, you have four albums in here. Side A through H. I don't remember exactly how many tracks are on this record, but I like this. We had this talk before. I like it more than 36 Chambers, but both are great. But if I had to pick between one or the other, I would grab that one to take with me because there's a lot more material on it.
I would take Wu-Tang Forever as well, only because I can, like, 36 is like, you can just.
And that just, and boom. Like half of its skits.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe not half, but like a good 25% of it is skits. So,
long play, good shit.
Yeah. So, you get better beats, arguably, and a lot more wordplay, a lot more material, many more songs. I don't know. To me,
helps
it was
pass
like
more time.
Yeah. It was like box set, single record type of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got to go with the bigger one.
No, no, I hear you. My next one is Adrenaline Baby, Johnny Marr Live. This just came out not too long ago on vinyl. But
I almost grabbed it, but I was like, I don't know, I just got it recently. Can I really like justify taking it on me?
I've listened to it like so much digitally before it came out. Like I think I've only actually spun this twice. But it's like the best of Johnny Marr and some really good Smiths, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to. What Smiths album do you bring? You know? I don't know.
I would grab Meat is Murder if I had to.
It'd just be too. Well, yeah, and then you get some Meat is Murder songs on here. But, yeah, great two-disc set if you can nab it. It wasn't very expensive either.
I think it gets repressed again soon, actually.
Oh, right on.
I thought I seen something about it, unless it was just a restock of that one.
One of the best-sounding live albums, I swear, dude. Sounds so good.
Yeah, it is fucking great live. Next, I got Hank Mobley's Soul Station. I needed some type of jazz. I didn't want to be cliche and bring Kind of Blue, although I probably could bring that or Blue Train and be all right for pretty much forever, but
I meant to grab Art Blakey's Moanin'. Left it.
Forgot it.
Yep.
This has like a good blend of like hard bop and slow type of mellow with a little bit of funky soul type of stuff to it.
Like a nice mix of the jazz.
So it's a good blend of like all types of jazz. I wanted to bring some Bill Evans too, but I couldn't figure out like what to take off of the list to put Bill Evans on there.
So I also ran into those similar problems.
I had Outfield. I'm like, Outfield or Bill? Outfield or Bill? I'm like, fuck it. I need the Outfield one.
There you go. My next one is a complete discography of Judge. So it is everything. Again,
How many records are in it?
Two. If yeah, but it they didn't make that much music. You know what I mean?
And the songs are real short.
But and this is like, you know, pretty easy to get, I think, still on from Rev. But this shit motivates me. Like, if we're going through some shit, dude, throw on Judge, get through it. I had One Life Crew in my hand too, but I was like, and before this, I had Bringing It Down. But I was like, wait a minute, I'd get more music if I grab this fucking.
Chubbs is gonna see that and be like, motherfucker, you picked Judge.
I'm
over
sorry,
me.
Dude. But and they also have the fucking When the Levee Breaks cover on here, which is still strange to me that they covered Led Zeppelin back in the day.
That is a weird choice for a hardcore band.
Yeah, to cover.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I'll have to enlighten you later.
So, as hard as it is for me to listen to black metal when it's sunny out and shit, desert island, I needed to cool things off, so you need something icy and cold. Immortals at the Heart of Winter, this is my probably all-time favorite black metal record, or definitely up there, depending on the day you ask me, I guess. But I had Stormkeep too.
I wish I could have brought metal off for the same reason, man. I'll get good idea, man. In the woods like that, you'll be
your
fucking
face.
Oh hell
fuck
yeah!
That. I don't care. I'll be fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Plus, if I'm gonna die out there, I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do anyway. Like, I'll try and everything out there before
yeah,
I go. So.
That's funny.
You'll see me like fucking
That's
Johnny
a great,
Depp, like
great fucking album,
eyelids
though.
Painted on me and shit, like running a tribe of pygmies or something.
Yeah, until until you figure out your dinner.
Yeah.
Damn it. But then, Immortal, dude, that's a fucking sick album.
Man, if you were gonna go to like a Cannibal Island and run into them, you would have to bring some Cannibal Corpse shit.
Oh, I know. I almost did.
It'd
almost
be like,
grabbed fucking.
Be the national anthem there at that point.
I was gonna grab that because I was jamming some really fucking kick-ass death metal earlier today. But I also brought, this might be seem weird out of the rest of my selection, but the Bruce Springsteen Live box set.
Yeah, that'd be my suicide right there
yeah.
on the island.
Oh,
I'd be
man.
Like, fuck this. If you
I
put me
it.
Out there with that shit, I'd be done.
Oh my god, I'd be all good. But yeah, I mean, there's Because the Night on there is really fucking good. It's a great recording. It's like greatest hits up and through Born to Run. And then, I mean, you know, that's kind of all. It's like the Boss's fucking golden era.
That's like a 5-album set, isn't it?
Yep, 5 yeah. albums. Yeah, you'd probably kill yourself then, but
I just can't stand Bruce Springsteen. Like, I've tried. But
hey, man, I love the Boss, but to each his own, you know?
He's got like one or two songs that I can tolerate. I cannot remember the name of them off the top of my head.
I can totally, I could see how some people wouldn't. I mean, if that shit was shoved down your throat as a kid to where you hate it, kind of like I don't like fucking, or you don't like hair metal. Like, same, it's just like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it just all sounds the same. But you could say that about a lot of things, I guess, so to each its own.
Exactly.
My last one I brought was my Ramones box set.
I fucking knew you were going to bring that shit.
So this has 5 records plus, or I'm sorry, 6 records plus some comp of random live stuff from like the 70s to the late 80s. I was like, well, I can't choose just one Ramones record. And if I had to, I don't even have that record, Adios Amigos. I have the CD, but that
record's
way too expensive.
That's another thing is I left all CD, because I would have took Victory Style 3 with me.
Yeah.
But I only have it on CD.
CDs, I could have had 10 of those too. Like,
yeah, easily.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a CD.
But I was wondering,
someday.
Like, I was like, shit, will I have my same setup on this desert island? Because then I'd take like some certain Dolby Atmos records with me.
But then you'd have to have walls,
CDs
right?
with me. But yeah, you'd have to have walls and, you know, power and you're caked in sand. So I really wouldn't want to bring anything expensive out there. But let's say you built yourself a tunnel
amp.
Underground and you got this nice like
Oh,
clean
with enough
area.
Time? Fuck
yeah,
yeah dude.
Yeah.
You could make a fucking music
but
room.
You can't go too far under because you'd be in the water. But
yeah, maybe
figure
a
it
mountain.
Out. They've done it in a movie. You can do it in real life. That's how it works, right?
I do believe.
Yeah, I would give you pretty much a good chunk of all the good records of their career. I mean, there was some before that and some after that, but there's no bad record in that box set.
Oh, no, in the Ramones? Couple of other ones that I left out because, you know, I didn't have room and because I might be contention. I put on there again because I haven't stopped listening to it, so I'm assuming the plane would crash today. Cold as Life's early shit for the natives, just to be like, yo, check it out. Also,
they're like, what the fuck?
Funhouse would have to come with me.
I almost brought that too.
And yeah, I thought it was almost like too easy. And then I'm wearing a fucking Stooges shirt. And then Floodland was another one I would have fucking wanted to bring. But this was hard to choose too.
That would be awesome at nighttime.
Yeah. Especially with the fuck this Corrosion and Mother Russia playing.
Yeah.
And then while Dominion. You're on, like, oh my god. It'd be sick.
Open water and full moon and shit. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But those were like my backups.
I didn't bring any backups because I had, I don't know, I felt like I would have brought, like, way too many fucking records. So.
Well, I got lucky, and my old lady came upstairs and was like, it's like 10 after 11, aren't you leaving? I was like, oh, shit. So I kind of got lucky there. Yeah, otherwise, I kind of kept fucking grabbing shit.
I was trying to think of all mine last night so I could have, like, my morning clear and good to go. But yeah. I didn't even finish till like late this morning because I kept changing my fucking mind. But I do that every time we do this.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I know.
I always overthink it and put myself in too many scenarios. And like, yeah. It's hard, man. I couldn't narrow myself down to the like that little of music.
Yeah, and it was like you got 12 hours to figure it out or so, you know, 15 hours.
Oh, yeah, from like yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, I just meant like if I actually had to do it.
Oh, yeah, you'd have fucking seconds.
Yeah, like if you were in a life or death thing, like gun to your head, yeah. 10 albums, like, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
It gives me an idea for a show later, dude.
For another podcast episode?
Grab them!
yeah, watch, and then we both get fucking robbed. You're like, this is what you get. You didn't want to put the fire episode out there, and now your bitch ass is getting robbed.
That'd be fucked up.
Yeah, this is probably, I haven't been keeping time here. This is probably going to be a little shorter than what we're normally running things. But one, I'm going to see Deadpool Wolverine in a few minutes, so I got to get to that.
To make up episode that we kind of just threw together quick. Yeah, hope everybody likes it. I had fun doing it real quick like this. I like it.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, fuck you. I had fun doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
But stay tuned. We got a lot more interviews coming up. Things have been... We went through some shit trying to get this whole video interview thing set up. Like, there was a lot of back and forth and frustration and annoyances, but we got everything fucking situated finally, so we don't have a tech guy like most of you motherfuckers do.
Yeah, it's just us.
But anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
You got anything to say before we...
That's about it, man. Thanks for listening. Everybody fucking listen, follow, and share.
All right. You guys enjoy your fucking Monday.
Peace.